Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday. Boy, I jumped ahead there. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about God's command to love. And Jesus told us he's giving a new command. And that new command is to love like Jesus loves. And so we're going to be looking at various aspects of how God has called us to love, what that looks like, what it maybe doesn't look like. And it's kind of follow up, digging deeper into the sermon I shared yesterday at Deer Run on that new command, that instruction of Jesus. To love like Jesus loves. And so as we look at that, one of the things that we really need to begin with, and the topic for today's discussion and prayer time is this new command to love is kind of foundational in us loving God. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38 says, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Jesus replied because he was asked a question. The question about what's the most important thing, what's the most important command, what's the most important instruction of life. And Jesus answers that it's to love God. In another encounter, Jesus is asked basically the same question, but he turns the table because he's dealing with a religious leader, a teacher of the law, someone that, from the perspective of Jesus, should have known the answer. And that's the reply of Jesus to that person. You know the law. What does it say? And the man replies with essentially this same command. Command given by God to the Israelites through Moses, part of what we consider that foundation of the Ten Commandments, that you should love the Lord your God, you should have no other gods before you. That definition of loving God with every part of your being. And when we look at Jesus, and he comes along and says, a new command I give you to love one another. As I have loved you, so you should love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples. That was the text from yesterday's message. Well, that loving one another really begins, and we'll talk more about that throughout the week. It begins by us choosing to love God. And the Bible says that we know what love is because God first loved us. And so all of the things I talked about in the message yesterday, apply to loving God. That necessary part, that it's a command, it's not optional. Because if we don't love God, then it's really unlikely that we're going to obey his commands. We're going to live according to his word. If we love self more than we love God, then anything that we do that would please God, that would honor God, that would be obedient to God, is always going to be second to ourself. And so we begin by loving God, by realizing that that was the foundation of the Ten Commandments. That was the foundation of God's law throughout time. And when we look at eternity, that's what lasts, is our love for God. And so we live life loving God because there really is no other option if we want life eternal. But our love for God is an expensive, it's an extravagant love. When we look at the expressions of love that people had towards Jesus, it's those ones that were looked upon by others as being extravagant that Jesus pointed out the most and wanted people to realize that it not only was appropriate, but it was worship. And our love for God ought to lead us to an extravagant worship. Now, granted, it will look different from person to person. And I think one of the difficulties we have in our culture, in our Christian society culture, is that we kind of like a one-size-fits-all. And so what somebody else does, if it looks spectacular, if it looks worshipful, if it looks like our definition, then we think everybody ought to be doing it exactly that way. And so we live life with genuine expressions of love towards God around us. And instead of us expressing our love towards God, we simply imitate what others are doing. And we lose sight of the fact that love is a decision of the heart. It's a decision of the mind. It needs to be all of us being laid open before God. And because we are created as unique individuals, it will look different from person to person, from group to group. That's why it's so important that we're not passing judgment on somebody else's expression of love towards God. Now, granted, God tells us to test the spirits. He tells us to be orderly in our conduct, to not be swept away by false teachings and those that, well, do not have good intentions, that God examines the heart of worship, that the outward appearances aren't always what's inside. But we love God from the heart. We love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's not one element. Some people are led easily by their mind, their intellect, and when they look and think of extravagant love, it's about their thoughts. It's about their decisions. Other people are more led by their heart, and it's an emotional expression. But God sees the motives, whether we're led by a heart, whether we're led by a mind, whether we're led by strength in our acts of service towards God. But all of those, when offered fully to God, becomes that expression of love that is true worship. And this love of God is that witnessing love that we talked about yesterday. It's a love that helps others to see that they too are loved. You see, our love of God, if it's not expressed towards others as well as towards God, it's not complete. Our love for God ought to lead us to love like Jesus loves. And when we examine how Jesus loves us, it's a love filled with concern, with compassion, with help. It's a love filled with joy and sorrow and everything that we go through. And as we love God, we love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We love God because there's no other way. Today, as we live life, as we think about the love that we give, the love that we want to receive, the question we ought to ask ourselves every day is, my love of God foundational in everything that I'm going to do today? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It's given us everything that we need to love you like we ought to love you. Father, sometimes we get so caught up in this world and the ways of the world that we get confused. And we try to fit our love for you into the world's definition of love. And we try to fit our love for you into so many other things that it's just another aspect of love rather than being that all-consuming love that it ought to be. God, today, as we recognize your love for us, as we recognize what that has cost, the price paid by Jesus to demonstrate your love, that while we were still dead in our sins, that Christ died for us. Father, may that motivate us, may that challenge us, may that correct us when it comes to the way that we love you. May it be a love that fills every fiber of our being, that flows from every thought, from every action, from every feeling. Father, may it be a love that's genuine, not simply something that imitates others. Whether our love for you looks like the love others have for you or not, may we be confident that you know the deepest parts of our motives and thoughts and everything about us. You are pleased when we come to you with all that we are, and we give it to you in worship. And we gaze deeply into your word in obedience as an expression of our love. Not out of fear, but out of desire. Father, today as we live life, may this love for you change who we are. May it purify everything about us. May we, as individuals, as gatherings of believers, as your church, be fully restored and revived and transformed. And may our community see the witness of Jesus as our love for you is displayed in the way we treat one another. Father, today, may Jesus be lifted up in all that we say and do so that many would be drawn to him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.